You're listening to WMEC FM College Park. I'm Izzy, and welcome to Back Porch, the show where I play folk music and talk about it every Wednesday, except not every Wednesday for a little while, at 3 p.m. Today is the last show of the semester. What?
I can't hear you.
Oh, it's probably this one.
Oh.
Can you hear me now?
Nope.
Okay, whatever. Anyways, things not working in the studio, you know how it is. But yeah, today is the last show until next semester. So Instagram plug at WMEC.backporch. Follow there to find out when the show will be next semester. It's going to be a different time because I'm going to have a class at this time next semester. So sad. But yeah, before we get into it, we're going to listen to a quick PSA.
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA at UMD.com.
Hope you enjoyed our usual PSA.
Oh, now I can hear.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Hooray! Interesting.
Only the left ear.
Oh yeah, I was using when we were on Claire's show. I was using that one, and yeah, it was also only the left ear. But yeah, do you want to like say anything?
Hi, it's Sarah. I have a show as well called. Wait, can you turn me up? Is this one?
What?
Hello? Oh, okay. I have a show called Unnecessary Intervention on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And we also have a show, Tete-a-Tete, Mondays at 7. Yesterday, I signed off my show, Tete-a-Tete, accidentally. And my dad texted me like 2 hours later being like, you used the wrong name.
No!
I was like, oh, man.
Okay, also, just realized that these headphones, also only the left ear is working.
Aww.
Aww.
Maybe we're only heard by the left ear.
Maybe we're deaf.
You know, I was listening to the right one ear. Of the songs that's in this playlist, and I only had my right earbud in, and it's one of those songs where it's split.
Love that. Oh, yeah. That one is like that. Okay, I love when songs are like that, and when I was... Well, so, like, pre-AirPod, because, like, with AirPods now, if the only one is connected, it knows, and it'll play both tracks in one ear. If the other one is in the case, it knows. But back in the day of string earbuds, AirBuds, the dog. No, just kidding. Earbuds?
Earbuds.
Okay, in the day of string earbuds, I would listen... Shut up!
Okay.
Also, speak... Who I'm... Do you... Come here, do you want to talk?
Come here.
Sit down. Come here. Sit. Sit down.
I don't have a headset.
I don't care.
I don't have a headset. I can't hear anything.
That's fine. And Beck is in here heckling. You should check out their show.
I like heckling.
It
I
was...
Wait.
You can hear really well.
Hey, perfect. Wait, I'm going to keep on talking then.
Bruh, okay. Beck's show was on digital at 2.
Yeah.
Listen to the archive.
Maybe.
I was taking an exam, but I'm sure it was fire.
You're always taking an exam.
What?
Boo.
Okay. Anyways, I don't even remember what I was going to say.
You're
oh, yeah. The string earbuds. The little golden retriever. No, just kidding.
Oh.
The movie. No, I would. Yeah. Well, he's done a few different sports,
did, like,
I think.
Snow stuff too.
And then there was like,
pods, right?
Yes!
No, like the buddies, his babies.
Yeah.
All the puppies. There was like a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And they could talk.
That was cool.
Yes.
That was.
And this is starting to sound like our other show, which is Mondays at 7. We should have you on.
Yeah, we haven't had you on yet.
I can heckle.
I know, literally. You can yap is what you can do.
I can yap. I
Shut up. No, just kidding. But yeah, I used to like listen to my Pierce the Veil, and I would like put one in and then put the other in. And all their songs are like that, where it's like different tracks in each year. It's so cool. Do you like Pierce the Veil? Are you going to see them?
I'm not.
Loser.
I've like bought no concert tickets this year, which is crazy because I'm always buying concert tickets.
I wish I was on that.
Year.
I got this one tied to my leg over here, being like, buy this ticket.
Okay. Whatever.
Such a funny visual.
Whatever.
Throw me in the river. Let's go.
You should. You know what tickets you should buy?
What?
A Big Thief.
We did.
Yeah, I saw you posted that.
They're coming in October.
I'm going to Sierra Farrell in September.
Oh, yeah.
Sierra Farrell? Farrell?
I always say Farrell, but
I think it's Farrell.
I'm sure it's Farrell.
I like Farrell. Probably like a play on words, I'm imagining her like...
No, I think that's her actual name.
I think? I don't know. I feel like she would give
Let's look it up.
A stage name? Because, yeah. Like, Sierra Farrell sounds like such a stage name, but it could be her name. Like,
Let's see. Sierra Farrell. You're just looking that up?
Just her.
Look, Elizabeth. And her middle name? Middle name.
So the middle name is kind of convincing.
Sarah, yeah, Elizabeth.
The middle name does pull it together.
Wait.
Yeah, my middle name is really Elizabeth. Well together. Thank you. Sarah Elizabeth Flagel.
Sarah E. Name.
Mm-hmm. West Virginia literally. Born. Who blends folk, Seth. Bluegrass, and...
Now you guys having the same...
Yeah, wait. You're both Seth.
Yeah, you're both Seth.
Whoa, S-E-F. Wait. That's cool. I like that.
Wow. I didn't realize. You know, moonlighting as a very popular folk artist is your girlfriend. There she
wow.
is.
I'm actually that's secretly
I'm,
her.
That's who I'm seeing.
Yeah, literally.
Play the banjo for me. I love to hear it.
Listen, I have a banjo.
I've never played
Seth
the banjo.
Seth is right here.
Izzy's never taught
Let's
me how
to
play the banjo.
Let's make this happen.
I can teach you, I guess. I'm not very good.
I would like to learn.
But I can show you what I know.
I'm gonna learn how to yodel and it'll be like.
Oh,
I could be between the three of us, will be one Sierra Farrell.
We could make a band.
That'd be fun.
I don't know how to yodel yet.
Okay.
And I don't know how to play the banjo.
You have this summer to practice. Okay,
oh,
and then.
Oh gosh. Wait, that's
September,
a timeline.
September. We're starting a band.
By September, yes. We're going to show up to Sierra Farrell's concert and be like, guys.
We're going to be like, get off the stage.
I put one of her songs in today's episode.
Should our band be called Sarah Elizabeth Flagel?
Yeah. Seth's.
Seth's Square.
Okay. Anyways.
Or cute.
Not really.
Cute, right?
Off topic.
Summer songs.
We're going to have to take out a song. I can feel it. It's okay. Today we've got summer songs. Summery songs.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can cut out. I know which one you can cut out, but we'll talk about it later.
Do you want to just do it now?
No.
Oh. Okay. Oh.
Wrong.
Okay. Bruh. Get out. Both of you get out. This is my show.
I gotta go out and bugs. Kidding. I chased after a butterfly for 5 minutes earlier.
Did
yeah, wait, aren't bugs due, like, tomorrow?
Tomorrow! Bugs are due tomorrow,
How many
guys?
Do you have?
I have... Okay, so I need 30 new ones, and I think I have 27.
Okay.
But I have a couple flies I need to identify, I'm hoping that those will pull my last three out. I just know I have three different flies. I don't know if I have five different flies.
Okay. How many do you need?
30 total new ones. I turned in 10, and they have to be different. They have
okay,
to
yeah.
Do, there's a whole...
I was talking to Z, and Z has 41.
Nice. Somebody in my lab has 50 unique species.
Wow.
Insane. He's on something else. He also has this giant hawk moth. So impressive. I don't know how he caught that. But he was saying that every time he sees a bug, he drops everything and runs after it. And I'm like, yeah, I've gotten close to that.
Wait, I should have just kept that moth that we found for you.
I would have loved that.
It was really big.
It was
I know,
huge
I saw,
and beautiful.
Oh, wait,
I immediately
oh,
replied
that's
to his
right.
story and said, I want that moth. And he said, it was cool. And I was like, I bet it was.
I didn't even think about that. Dang.
Yeah, dang.
That's okay.
My
it's
fault,
so
my fault.
It's so fine. We're on
I would have felt bad, like, destining it to death, though.
Well, it was probably going to die anyway.
I mean, definitely.
Well, yes, so everything dies eventually, but I don't know. It was so big and beautiful, and I wanted.
But it also like wasn't flying away, and it was sitting on the ground. I think it was gonna die.
Yeah, that's not what they usually do.
Yeah,
they don't.
But when we came back, wasn't it gone?
I don't know. I didn't look. I was a little busy.
Yeah, Sarah was busy like yelling into the streets.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
And stuff.
That.
Yeah, you were yelling.
I'm never
just kidding.
Yelling.
You weren't yelling, but you were eating Popeye.
Oh no, Popeye? No, my Popeyes was stolen from me.
What?
Well, you were holding
fatty
Popeyes.
Friends.
Wait.
Don't say that. We're
I'm
on
saying,
FM. You can't.
I'm saying fatty with love. Fat is not a bad thing. Fat is not bad.
That's true. Don't
you
put
were,
your
you were using it in a in offensive
her words.
Okay, y'all didn't see the face she made when she said fatty. It wasn't
well,
a nice
I wanted
one.
To be fatty positive.
And it got snatched away from you.
Yeah.
And they were
negative.
Okay. Speaking of fatty.
Your dog?
No.
Oh.
I want chicken nuggets.
Oh, we can go get them.
No. We're not gonna.
But yeah, are you gonna talk about the topic?
It's just summer. I don't really. Do you have anything to say?
No. But I mean, I have stuff to say when we get to the songs. Which, speaking of, do you want to play the first songs, or are we going to keep talking?
We can play the first song. Three songs. The first one is Love, Love, Love by Big Thief, and then Do I Ever Cross Your Mind by Chet Atkins, which has been played on the show about 10 million times.
Sorry, I had to add it in.
Every
it's
time
so
Sarah
summer.
Comes on the show,
no,
she's
I
like,
didn't add it last time. I checked to make sure I wasn't doing double.
Like,
no,
I'm
just
it up
teasing.
Your head when you bring it up, because yeah. You're going to bring it up, but you're wrong.
And then, I just love this song, and I always
I know,
listen
like, why
to
did
it
you
around check? You.
And then Roving Jewel by Angela Autumn.
Okay, but the Chet Atkins one is the one I was just talking about with the two different ears.
Yes.
And it's so good, and I listen to it all the time during the summer. And all the time, but during the summer, it's really good. And Roving Jewel, new release, right?
Yeah. Well, the song was already teased, though, by her, but... This is her new EP. It just came out, I think, on the 1st. So, it's, like, 7 days old.
But this song is about, like, it's very, like, not Carrie Underwood at all, but you know the Carrie Underwood where she's talking about smashing
cars?
The car and stuff?
Yeah.
It's like that. She finds out her husband's cheating or something and, like, wants to kill him.
Her.
Yeah.
Yep. Have you tapped into Whoa. Angela Autumn?
I have, because you put her on the one
oh, yeah.
that I was in, and I really like her. You're so right. Definitely my alley.
Yep, she's gas.
I put her on one of my playlists, but I don't know if I've ever
yes.
played it, but I've definitely put her on one of the playlists, so it'll be on there.
Yay. Eventually. All right, guys. Enjoy those three.
I look in station, I'm leaving your love. I'm scared to get alone. I call you on the phone. Watch me bleed your love. Oh, love, 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 love,
crack the rock so black. I crack it and I put it in my arms. Carry it all the way down to Arkansas.
You were just listening to Roving Jewel by Angela Autumn. Before that was Do I Ever Cross Your Mind by Chet Atkins. And before that, okay, was Love, Love, Love by Big Thief.
Chevy Chase mentioned in the Washington Post.
Oh, what did they do now?
There's a serial killer. Just kidding. He only killed one person.
Wait, can I see?
I will read it out.
Can I look?
Yeah. He's actually he's not bad looking.
Oh, he isn't ugly.
A killer hid in plain sight for 23 years. This is how the police 23? Found him.
23?
Eugene Gleiger. Well, the case that my mom was on, he was in hiding for 12 years. He got away with it for 12 years. Eugene Gleiger took seat on the steps outside his apartment in Washington, D.C. He scrolled through his phone, drank a cup of coffee. It was June 18th, 2024. Sunny and 80 degrees. Hands up, came a sudden voice moving towards him. Hands up. Gleiger, 48, stood in a courtroom Wednesday and finally acknowledged the dark secret he'd been hiding half his life, the one that brought police to his doorstep last summer. He pleaded guilty to the 2001 beating and strangulation of Leslie Prier inside her home in the Chevy Chase area of Maryland. The case had gone unsolved until last year when detectives honed in on Gleiger, who dated Prier's daughter in the 1990s. He'd quietly gone on to a professional career, most recently as an account executive for a nationwide firm operating video surveillance monitoring at commercial properties. To friends, he was warm and seemingly committed to personal growth. Having learned that Gleiger was flying back to Dulles, blah, blah, blah.
That's crazy.
Testing later confirmed a sample which was direct match to DNA found in Prier's home and under her fingernails.
Do I send this?
No.
Okay.
Okay, you guys. Did you like those songs?
Yes. Okay. Anyways,
read them off.
Okay, next three are Fear and Fridays by Zach Bryan, then Sweet Neil Brera by The Wildwoods, then Angelfish by C. Burrows. Enjoy.
Thank you. Pluck strings on porches, a poor boy's choir, my blood's at a boil. There ain't no fire. I just love the way the light beams in, but I got bad news. I'm fearing Friday again. Choking on some bourbon when you roll up. Sick boy, you gotta face it. You just ain't that tough. There's a house hopping on the edge of town. I'm revved up, thirsty, and ready to drown. I got a feeling that it's gonna end. Won't you get angry at me? Say you love me again. I got a feeling that it's a Friday spark. You only love me like you mean it when it's after dark. Hide out tonight, out the trees get clear. So please, you eyes, a man's worst fear. There's a name saved on your heart's gravestone. Saturday's coming, I fear I'm waking alone. I got a feeling that it's gonna end. Won't you get angry at me? Say you love me again. I got a feeling that it's a Friday spark. You only love me like you mean it when it's after dark. I got a fear being there, it's gonna end. Won't you get angry at me? Say you love me again. I got a fear being there, it's a Friday spark. You only love me like you mean it when it's after dark.
Stretch of country to clear a foggy mind. country to clear a foggy mind. Oh, Niobrara, I am leaving you. Niobrara, I am leaving you. Niobrara, I am leaving you
from that masquerade. The Frenchman had his victory. Yeah, it seems that he has had it for a while. It seems that he has had it for a while. Yeah, he found it for a minute when the storm began to break. Yeah, he felt it in the fire room where he began to think. Oh, now I know just what I got. Oh, now I know just what I got. I am the captain of my ship. I see clear just what I missed. I guess I will go running for a while. I guess I will go running for a while. Oh, in the deluge, a dream is washing over me. Oh, I fell in love more than I could wish. Oh, oh, my angel fish. Oh, in the deluge, a dream is washing. Oh, I fell in love more than I could wish. Oh, oh, my angel fish. Why would we wait for the silver sun to come along? Waiting for another one, waiting for another time to be. Yeah, we can ride the seas, we can run a wicked gust. Yeah, meet me in the galley. Oh, I got your favorite cup. And I guess we will go running for a while. I guess we will go running for a while. Disappear among the waves. Find a way to dance among the crates. Oh, the deluge of a dream is washing over me. Oh, I fell in love more than I could wish. Oh, oh, my angel fish. The deluge of a dream is washing. Oh, I fell in love more than I could wish. Oh, oh, my angel fish. Oh, oh, my angel fish. Oh, oh, my angel fish.
Sorry for sniffing into the mic. Sorry, I thought I did that before I turned the mic on, but I guess I did it at the same time, and you guys could hear it. Last, you were just listening to Angel Fish by C. Burrows. Before that was Sweet Niobrara by The Wildwoods. Before that was Fear and Fridays by Zach Bryan. Next three. Should I put this one in the middle? Yes. Okay. Sorry that Sarah's breathing.
I'm posted up.
Wait, stay like that. Or actually, don't stay like that. No, like, I'm gonna take a picture, but I just want to do this first. Next up, we've got Sun It Rises by Fleet Foxes, and then Candle by Buck Meek, and then Jeremiah by Sierra Farrell.
Really good songs.
Really good songs.
And Sun It Rises is so summer for me.
Yes.
I love this song.
And
Sweet Niobrara?
Niobrara.
Niobrara. I really like that song, too.
Awesome. Thanks, Sarah.
And I hope you guys did as well.
So true. Okay, anyways, enjoy those three.
I love this song.
Check out at 11 and don't ask for more time. did your eyes change? I remember them blue, or were they always hazel? Still the same face with a line or two, the same love I always knew. I try not to call, but I think I'm being followed. It's been about an hour or so. I hate for you to hear me scared, otherwise I'm well. I guess you're still the first place I go. Did your eyes change? I remember them blue, or were they always hazel? Still the same face with a line or two, the same love I always knew.
You were just listening to Jeremiah by Sierra Farrell. Before that was Candle by Buck Meek. And before that was Sun It Rises by Fleet Foxes. So
all of these songs remind me of when we went on a trip.
So true.
Shenandoah. I almost added the song Shenandoah in.
Oh.
But I didn't.
Gonna pop that later. It's a pimple, if anyone's wondering. Anyways, hope you've been enjoying. You've been listening to Back Porch. I'm Izzy, your host. Follow me on the gram at wmec.backporch to find out when the show's going to be next semester. And thank you for tuning in this semester. I hope you guys have enjoyed, and I hope you guys tune back in the fall.
Tune in.
Literally. And I'll miss it, guys. But we will be back. Trust. Anyways, last four, are going to be All I Want Is You by Barry Lewis, Louis Polisar, which is from Juno. It's a good, good song. And then Suzanne by Leonard Cohen, and then Alaska by Pine Grove. And then we're going to end it with Going to Raleigh?
Raleigh. I think it's Raleigh. It's North Carolina.
Yeah.
But I always forget how to say it.
I always forget how to say it.
I think it's Raleigh.
Raleigh. By Rhiannon Giddens and Justin Robinson. Hope you enjoy, and don't forget to tune in next semester, and have a good summer, and good luck on finals if you're a student. All right, enjoy.
If I was a flower growing wild and free, all I'd want is you to be my sweet honeybee. And if I was a tree growing tall and green, all I'd want is you to shade me and be my leaves. I was a flower growing wild and free, all I'd want is you to be my sweet honeybee. And if I was a tree growing tall and green, all I'd want is you to shade me and be my leaves. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea. The rumble of your water would be my call. If you were the winter, I know I'd be the snow, just as long as you're with me when the cold winds blow. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea. If you were a wink, I'd be a nod. If you were a seed, well, I'd be a pod. If you were a floor, I'd wanna be the rug. And if you were a kiss, I know I'd be a hug. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea. If you were the wood, I'd be the fire. If you were the love, I'd be the desire. If you were a castle, I'd be your moat. And if you were an ocean, I'd learn to float. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea.
Suzanne takes you down to her place near the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can spend the night beside her. And you know that she's half crazy, but that's why you wanna be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, then she gets you on her wavelength, and she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know that she will trust you, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind. And Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from his lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, all men will be sailors then until the sea shall free them. But he himself was broken long before the sky would open. Forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. And you want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you'll trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Suzanne takes your hand and she leads you to the river. She is wearing rags and feathers from the Salvation Army counter, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor. And she shows you where to look among the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed, there are children in the morning, they are leaning out for love, and they will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know you can trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind.